Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The chairman of the bar in Melun remains in a critical condition after being shot at by a lawyer yesterday. 63-year-old Joseph Schipolitti fired three times at Henri Vanier at the courthouse in Melun before turning the gun on himself and killing himself. Schipolitti had been the subject of disciplinary proceedings for various ethical breaches. Henri Vanier had been going to inform him that he was suspended for 3 years. It was a premeditated attack, as Schipolitti had written about it some days before in a 240-page long testament. The Minister for Justice, Christiane Taubira, has expressed her horror at the attack. One person has died and seven are injured after a heavy goods vehicle caused a serious accident on the A8 motorway in Nice yesterday. The vehicle's brakes gave way, causing the accident involving 15 vehicles. The toll road Nice-San Isidore remains closed until further notice. Executives and three unions will be at MEDEF today for a meeting on supplementary pensions. The aim is to finalise the agreement drafted on October 16th, but that was rejected by union CGT and Force Ouvrière. From 2019, workers will be encouraged to work longer to keep these supplementary pensions going. François Hollande is treading the election trail, or almost. The president made his annual visit to Lorraine yesterday and was full of praise for voluntary military service. The system is designed for young school leavers, providing professional and personal training. The French army is responsible for the project and plans to offer training to 1,000 young people before September 2017. Thomas Fabius, the son of the foreign minister, has an arrest warrant out on him in the US. He is facing charges for writing bad checks to casinos in Las Vegas to the tune of more than 3 million euros in 2012. Although the warrant is not international, Thomas Fabius now risks arrest if he returns to American soil. And finally, the Rugby World Cup is coming to an end this weekend. First up is the match for third place between South Africa and Argentina tonight at 9 p.m. And then it's the final between New Zealand and Australia. That match kicks off tomorrow at 5 p.m. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.